Kansaland Radio sports coverage continues with the Community National Bank Local High School Scoreboard Show. Stay tuned for tonight's area scores, stats, standings, recaps, and more. Sponsored by B&P Propane and Knotty Pine Oil Company of Holton, Knights of Columbus Insurance, Kirby Schmelsley, Blue Valley Technology, the Denison State Banks in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka, Honeyman Ford in Seneca, Ag Partners Cooperative, Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Lucard Chiropractic and Wellness of Sabetha, Giant Communications, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, Edward Jones in Hiawatha, Sabetha, and Holton, S&S Automotive in Seneca, and Commercial Tire Solutions. Now, the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network with your host, Seth Tolleson.
Well, you could say that's a wrap. The regular season is over throughout Northeast Kansas and the Sunflower States. But things are just getting started. Postseason football starts next week here in Kansas, and we have a lot of games tonight that came into effect. Who's playing next week for a chance to go on and advance in the postseason? Who's maybe just looking to finish the season off with a win? Well, a lot of that was determined here tonight as to what will take place next week, again, with the final week of district play throughout all the classes here in, again, the Sunflower State. Again, a good evening, Seth Tolleson, joining you now here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, again, for week number 8. I've got Kirk here with me tonight. He is busy looking for scores and getting some things ready for the show, as we'll have recaps from our area games of the week tonight. We had a couple of games, again, in district play in Class 3A. In District 4, it's again Holton in action tonight on the Holton Channel. Sabetha and Hiawatha meeting up tonight on 103.9 and the Sabetha Channel. We'll bring you again that recap. Also tonight, we'll hear from a very good game between Jefferson County North and Jackson Heights on our sister station, CARE 93.7. We'll see how that one wound up. And also we've got a game from 92.1 against Axtell Onega. We'll get you that. That's all coming up here again on the show this evening. Also, a reminder, coming up here towards the end of the game, our Lucard Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees will nominate players here throughout the evening. If you saw a performer tonight do really, really well and you would like to get them on the radio, feel free to give us a call and give us some stats and information, and we'll pass that along for you. You can send it to, or give us a call, rather, at 1-888-907-2346. Well, without any further ado, we're getting started a little bit early, so we do not have all of the scores in yet, but we do have several finals that we can get you. We'll start out with district play in Class 3A, District 3 tonight. Perry LeCompton survives a surge by Santa Fe Trail late in the game, and the Cause wind up winning 27-21. With that, they are second in district play just behind Hayden, as Perry LeCompton will host Sabetha next week, as Perry wins it 27-21 to get to 5-3 on the season. In District 4 then, in Class 3A tonight, it's Hiawatha at Sabetha. The Redhawks have not beaten the Blue Jays in several years, and with, again, an advantage in the record going into the game, they really thought they might have a shot, and it looked to start that they might have a chance to win that ball game. But Sabetha would come back and just explode in the third quarter to score 21, as they scored 28 unanswered in the second half to win it 42-3. The Blue Jays win big tonight, but both teams were still in, so Sabetha will finish third in District 4, while Hiawatha finishes fourth. Holton tonight, they take care of Jeff West 54-0. Holton already clinching, again, the district championship and also the Big 7 League championship, so they just put a pretty little bow on it tonight with that 54-0 win over Jeff West. Also then in District 4 tonight, it is Royal Valley hosting Rock Creek. Rock Creek finishes off with a second-place finish in that District 4 as they defeat Royal Valley 51-7 as the Panthers finish the season 1-7 with an 0-5 district record. They were 1-5 with that one win over Riverside early in the season here in 2021. In Class 3A, District 5, one quick game for you. Marysville hosting Riley County, no final. However, Riley County going into that one, a perfect 7-0 in the season. 2A scores tonight, as we've got Silver Lake tonight all over Pleasant Ridge, 59-24. Both teams had clinched a spot, and the winner was going to finish second, so that goes to Silver Lake, while Pleasant Ridge will finish third in District 3 in Class 2A. Also clinching tonight, actually already clinched, but just determining seeding tonight, that's still got to be sorted out a little bit in District number 4 in Class 2A as Nemaha Central. No problems tonight with Republic County as they went at 47-0 to get to a 6-2 record on the season. 11-man football, this was a great one. Jackson Heights led this game for three full quarters, 7-0. Defensive struggle, Cobras looking good, Jefferson County North, fourth quarter, scores a touchdown, gets a two-point conversion, wins it 8-7. I can't remember the last time I saw a score that ended 8-7 in football, but that's what we've got tonight. The Chargers stun Jackson Heights at home as the Jefferson County North gets to 6-2 on the season and 5-1 in district play. A huge game there in the NEKL, both those teams finishing behind ACCHS here this season. Valley Heights tonight in a game, this was a non-district game. They took on Northern Heights as Northern Heights winless on the season. It was all Mustangs tonight. They win big 46-0. Switch gears, shall we? Take a look at some 8-man football. Looking for one final, and that's Donovan West Burlingame. That game's in overtime. We're waiting for that one to go final. Donovan West, they'll clinch tonight. Two things already happened. Washington County and Maranatha both lost. So with a win tonight, Donovan County's in. So we'll see how that goes. Donovan County again tonight taking care of Burlingame. And final just in, Burlingame wins it 28-26. So a heartbreaker there for the Mustangs, as again it is Burlingame winning that one by two. Other scores in Clifton Clyde tonight over Maranatha, 58-6. Clifton Clyde, district champs in 8-man Division 1, District 3. Washington County at Valley Falls, another two-point game. Valley Falls wins this one. They clinch with a 28-26 win over Washington County. In Division 2, 8-man football tonight, it is Axtell winning big over Onega, 54-8. Of course, Axtell undefeated 8-0 on the season, District 3 champs. In Division 2, Frankfort all over Lynn tonight, 56-6. And Hanover tonight takes care of Wetmore, 52-6 in District 3 as well. One other District 3 team tonight in action was Blue Valley, as they had a tough test tonight, losing to Lakeside Downs, 56-6. All right, well, we've reached our first break. Stay tuned. We'll be back. More scores, recaps, all that coming up here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hello, this is Dr. Luker from Luker Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha. 80% of our country today is dying from chronic illness directly related to our lifestyle in the form of cancer, obesity, heart disease, and diabetes. We do not have to go down this road. Optimal health is available to all of us if we choose it. We just have to decide how valuable our health is and if we are willing to make the necessary lifestyle changes to achieve it. At Luker Chiropractic and Wellness, we base our treatment plans on your health goals and want to meet your expectations. Call us at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
This is Mark Starr at GN Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GN Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha on your way to the game or on the ride home for a meal or just a snack. McDonald's has a variety of food and snacks to choose from on their menu, and you can get it all to go. Why cook before or after the game? Just stop in for your favorite drink or treat yourself to a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Hungrier? Have a Big Mac, Quarter Pounder, or Chicken Nuggets. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
It's true. Many of us spend more time thinking about our next vacation than we do preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. Hi, this is Brad Edwards with the Edward Jones in Hiawatha. Together, we can give your long-term strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by my office here in Hiawatha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Jeff Russell in Sabetha. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Okay, men, this is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. Cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Show the world that you're tougher than tough. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
And we're back again. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show continues here on this Friday night, week number 8, here on this 22nd day of October, as, again, regular season wrapping up here tonight as we'll begin playoff football mode starting next week. We're going to run down the scores here real quick, the ones we have here for you tonight. Class 3A, it's Perry LeCompton on the road over Santa Fe Trail, 27-21. Sabetha tonight, all over Hiawatha. The score there, 42-3. The Blue Jays win big. Holton tonight knocks off Jeff West, 54-0. Rock Creek tonight tops Royal Valley, 51-7. Also tonight, Riley County over Marysville, 25-13. Class 2A tonight, Silver Lake all over Pleasant Ridge, 59-24. Also in Class 2A tonight, a shutout win for Nemaha Central. They defeat the Buffaloes of Republic County, 47-0. Kind of a surprising score here, maybe, as Centralia tonight on the road at Waubunsee, and Centralia behind in this game the whole way, and they tried to come back, but Waubunsee able to hold them off. 45-40 is your final. Centralia is still district champs, but needless to say, the loss there. Got to wonder if maybe some substitutions. Hard to say what happened necessarily in that game, but hands off to Waubunsee. They hold off Centralia tonight to win that one. Game heard on 93.7 KAIR out of Atchison tonight. Jackson Heights at a 7-point lead, 7-0, all the way through three quarters. Jefferson County North unable to score throughout three-fourths of that game until they did, and then they win it, 8-7. The two-point conversion, the difference in the game. Chargers over the Cobras tonight, 8-7. Also tonight in a non-district game in Class 1A, it's Valley Heights over Northern Heights, 46-0. All of our eight-man scores in here this evening in Northeast Kansas. Burlingame, we just mentioned here before that last break. Burlingame actually corrected score. They did win, but it was 36-28. So they score the only touchdown in overtime to win it over Donovan West. Again, 36-28, the final there. Clifton Clyde all over Maranatha, 58-6, and it's Washington County. A heartbreaker here for the Tigers. The Dragons from Valley Falls win this one, 28-26, your final score. Eight-man Division II tonight, it's Axtell over Onega, 54-8. Frankfort tops Lynn, 56-6. The Wildcats of Hanover knock off Wetmore on the road, 52-6. And it's Lakeside Downs in a non-district game over Blue Valley, 56-6. Well, again, stay tuned. We'll come back. More scores, also recaps on the way. Our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominations. Try to get some more of those coming up here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
power. You can gain power from propane, natural gas, diesel gas, coal, wind, and water. Here at BMP Propane in Holton, Kansas, we believe the power comes from when you can't control what's happening. You challenge yourself to control how you respond. That's where the power is. Power is being kind in unforeseen situations. We choose kindness. That is us. That is our motto. BMP Propane in Holton, Kansas at 785-364-3711. Power doesn't just come from propane.
Free, free, free. Hi, this is Brian Nelson with Giant Communications, and our free times three promo is back. When you sign up for a new Giant Communications internet service, you get free installation, first month of service, and free modem rental for a year. Leave your old high-speed internet in the dust because Giant Communications is the fastest service provider in the area, offering download speeds of up to 300 megabits per second. Hurry to save big because our free times three promo ends soon. If you live in Jackson or Jefferson County, give us a call or visit giantcom.net today to learn more.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank turns 120 years old this year. That means we have a lot of experience in delivering hometown banking to the people and businesses in this area. If you are with us now, or if you're seeking something new, we want to be your bank of choice.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The greatest heroes aren't just the ones with superpowers. They are the ordinary, everyday people, just like you, who step up and rise to the challenge. And now, we need more heroes to help protect those most at risk. To push through the challenges for our families, friends, and communities. You don't have to wear a cape, just a mask. Continue social distancing and washing hands, and get vaccinated as soon as you can. Together, we'll win this fight. Learn more at nfid.org.
And again, welcome back here. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show continues here the final week of the regular season here in 2021, as it seems like we just got started here a few weeks ago. But here we are heading into the postseason, as here in the rest of the show, we'll get you the rest of the scores that we're looking for and take a look kind of at what the plan is for some of these teams heading again into the postseason. Class 4A, we're still looking for a couple of finals here. Atchison tonight at KC Washington, as Atchison going into tonight sitting in the third spot in the East District in Class 4A tonight. If they were able to win, they would again, for the at the very most, be again in third place. But depending on how Chanute did, if somehow Labette County could knock off Chanute, Atchison might have a chance to jump up to second, but again, the Phoenix needing to take care of business to get the win, and they could kind of hold on to that three spot in the East District in Class 4A as they went into the game tonight with a 6-1 record. Class 3A tonight in District 3, Perry Lecompton tonight, they will clinch second place with their win tonight over Santa Fe Trail, so they will get the advantage of a home game in the first round next week, as Perry Lecompton over Santa Fe Trail tonight, 27-21. Hiawatha and Sabetha fighting for number 3 in District number 4 tonight, as both teams knew they would have to go on the road the first week of the postseason. The question just would be where, and we know Hiawatha will have to go to Topeka Hayden, while Sabetha will head to Perry Lecompton, as Sabetha gets the third slot there in District number 4, knocking off Hiawatha tonight, 42-3. But hats off to Hiawatha for a team last year finishing in the very low bottom there of the Big 7 League, a 500 season, finishing 4-4 with a 4-2 record in the Big 7 League. So again, a good season nonetheless for Hiawatha, as again, they make the postseason, and again, we'll head to Topeka Hayden to take on the Wildcats. Elsewhere in that district, we knew that Holton and Rock Creek were both in the 1-2 spots respectively, just a couple of games to take care of. Holton would shut out Jeff West 54-0, while Rock Creek took care of Royal Valley 51-7. District 5 then, Riley County tonight. They get past Marysville by a final of 25-13, so maybe closer game than what people might have expected, but Riley County wins it. They had already wrapped up the District 5 championship, so Marysville was able to hang in there, but they do fall tonight and lose again by a score of 25-13. Marysville finishes the year 2-5, 2-3 in district play, but they do manage to finish fourth, though, in that district, so they will advance again with a road game in, again, Class 3A. In Class 2A tonight, it's Pleasant Ridge hosting Silver Lake. The Eagles win this one big, 59-24, so it will be Marysville. They will finish second, with Pleasant Ridge finishing third in that district. So Silver Lake will get the home game, while Pleasant Ridge will have to head on the road in Class 2A. A final tonight, two teams looking for their first win. McLeod struggling this year, actually not able to get started for a couple of weeks due to COVID issues, so they were kind of behind the eight ball as far as getting started. And Oskaloosa tonight just kind of struggling. A couple of games hung in there, but unable to get the win so far up until this point of the season, as they defeat McLeod tonight by a final of 25-8 was your final score. Both teams obviously eliminated in Class 2A going into tonight. ACCHS tonight at St. Mary's. It was the Bears, 46-12 winners over the Tigers, as it was a championship year for the Tigers nonetheless, at least in the NEKL. They did clinch a spot in district play. St. Mary's getting the district championship with a win tonight. So that a big win for St. Mary's as they wrap up, again, the District 4 championship. Two teams eliminated from that district, Marhill and Riverside. It was the Ravens over Riverside, 24-21. And tonight it was Nemaha Central all over Republic County. Both teams already into the postseason, but Nemaha Central would get the win, 47-0. Still looking for the score between Horton and Troy tonight, as, again, Troy in, as they were looking to again, just kind of play for bracket position. All 1A schools and 11-man football get into that first round next week, but it's just a matter of where you fit in the bracket. And again, Horton tonight still winless on the season. Troy 3-4. So again, we're still looking for that final between Troy and Horton tonight. Elsewhere in 1A tonight, it is Wabunsee surprising Centralia tonight. 45-40 is your final score. Centralia still district champs. They do have the first-round bye in the playoffs because of that, but nonetheless, they do lose tonight and drop to 6-2 on the season. Again, the score, Wabunsee 45, Centralia 40. Again, we've mentioned this score before tonight. Jackson Heights had a 7-0 lead through most of the game until Jefferson County North, late in the game, found the end zone and got the two-point conversion. That was it, 8-7, your final score. Chargers win tonight as they are now 6-2 on the season. One non-district game tonight in Class 1A, Valley Heights tonight hosting Northern Heights out of the Flint Hills, again, league, as they are in District number 1 in Class 1A. It was Valley Heights all over Northern Heights, 46-0. Take a look at some 8-man football tonight, a heartbreaker tonight for Donovan West, and they've just kind of been put through the ringer this year. Again, they started off with three really, really tough games, two of those against out-of-state teams, both from Missouri and from Nebraska. And tonight, again, they had a tough one at Burlingame, as, again, both teams trying to clinch, as Burlingame was already into the postseason, but with the win tonight, they were going to finish second, while Donovan West needed both Washington County and Maranatha to lose, and then they needed to win to get into the postseason. The first two things happened. Unfortunately, despite going to overtime, Donovan West unable to pull it off tonight. Burlingame wins it 36-28, again, an overtime loss for the Mustangs on what was just a very tough season. Again, just a few things go a different way. Whole new season for Donovan West, but unfortunately tonight, they drop one tonight. They lose and fall to 3-5 on the season. We mentioned Maranatha and Washington County. Both teams losing there. Clifton Clyde won big over Maranatha, 58-6. Washington County, though, was in it as they nearly knocked off Valley Falls. It was a two-point loss for the Tigers. Valley Falls wins this one 28-6. So Valley Falls advances to the postseason in 8-man Division 1. Eight-man division, two finals, all District 3 finals. It's Axtell over Onega, 54-8, as, again, the Eagles are District 3 champions. Frankfort tonight over Lynn Big, 56-6. Hanover also wins big tonight over Wetmore, 52-6. So your District 3 champs, Axtell, your runners-up, Frankfort, and then also clinching, finishing third was Hanover, while Onega will finish fourth again with that loss tonight to Onega. Blue Valley was eliminated from that district as they had a non-district game against Lakeside Downs as the Knights win that one big, 56-6 over Blue Valley. Well, we've reached our next break. Stay tuned. After the break, we've got some recaps. We'll hear some input live from the stadiums from across Northeast Kansas tonight where our MSC Sports play-by-play announcers were, so we'll get to those. That's after the break on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hello, my name is Sarah, and I am a health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha. I specialize in developing lifestyle programs for patients that want to lose weight and reach their health goals. My job is to educate, encourage, and challenge our patients to eat well, move well, and think well. Our recommendations are evidence-based and designed to teach patients the habits of health necessary to achieve long-term results. I enjoy working with patients and helping them stay accountable for their goals. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness for your free consultation.
Stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha on your way to the game or on the ride home for a meal or just a snack. McDonald's has a variety of food and snacks to choose from on their menu, and you can get it all to go. Why cook before or after the game? Just stop in for your favorite drink or treat yourself to a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Hungrier? Have a Big Mac, quarter pounder, or chicken nuggets. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
It's true. Many of us spend more time thinking about our next vacation than we do preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. Hi, this is Brad Edwards with the Edward Jones in Hiawatha. Together, we can give your long-term strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by my office here in Hiawatha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Jeff Russell in Sabetha. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
My name is Dre, and I had a stroke when I was only 16 years old.
It was a normal Saturday. He played two games back to back. During the games, something was off. He said his arm felt heavy. By 1 a.m., he was in emergency brain surgery because he was having a stroke.
I didn't want to, but I felt like I was just giving up.
That's when I found American Heart Association. They saved me that night. I don't know if Dre would be here today if it wasn't for the work that the American Heart Association has done.
The American Heart Association supports life-saving research that leads to medical breakthroughs. We are fighting to help prevent death from heart disease and stroke, educating people on prevention and early detection, and working every day to find treatments and cures so you and your loved ones can live happier, healthier lives. To learn more, go to heart.org today.
And again, welcome back to Community National Bank. High School Scoreboard Show continues now past 10 o'clock here on this eighth week of the high school football season as the regular season comes to a close. Just a couple of scores we're still looking for. Atchison tonight at KC Washington and then Horton at Troy. So if you are either in Troy or headed back to Horton tonight and you have the radio on, if you want to give us a call, 1-888-907-2346. Kirk would gladly take that score from you if you happen to have it. And we can pass that along to everyone else out there on Kansaland Radio. Well, the scoreboard show does continue as we've got some recaps for you. As we're going to start off eight-man football, Brandon Tatman saw Axtell at Onega, and he's got this recap.
The number one team in eight-man Division II, the Axtell Eagles,
showed their muscle on both sides of the ball as they get the big win at Onega on the final week of the regular season, 54-8, the final score, finishing off an undefeated regular season, TVL, and district title. And Axtell, from the jump, got things going early with a touchdown from Eli Broxterman. They led 14-0 at the end of the first quarter. But Onega did not go away quietly early on. They got a touchdown pass from Zach Fisher to Jason Abbotts and cut it to 14-8. But that was all the Buffaloes had in them, as Axtell would cruise the rest of the way and dominate the second half, including big touchdown runs from Brandon Schmelsley and also Eli Broxterman, another score as well. Isaac Detweiler, 14 of 17 passing, 203 yards, 4 touchdowns. He had 10 carries, 73 yards, another score as well. Brandon Schmelsley, 2 carries for 83 yards and a touchdown, also had 4 catches for 42 yards and another score. Eli Broxterman had 3 catches for 64 yards and 2 touchdowns. He also had a rushing touchdown as well. So spread across the board is Axtell will go into the postseason number one in 8-man D2, and certainly their sights are set on a state championship run. The Buffaloes, though, will finish the season at 4-4. They had their 4-game winning streak snapped this loss tonight, but they will limp into the postseason as they finish fourth in this District 3 of 8-man D2. So, again, the final score, Axtell with the big win at Onega, 54-8, the final score, as the Eagles, again, 8-0 going into the postseason, Buffaloes at 4-4. Reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Brandon Tadman.
All right, thank you very much, Brandon. Other scores then from District number 3 in Division 2 tonight. Frankfort over Lynn, 56-6. Hanover on the road over Wetmore, 52-6. And Blue Valley tonight in a non-district game, they drop one at home to Lakeside Downs, 56-6. In Division 1, 8-man football tonight, it is in overtime. Burlingame over Donovan West, 36-28. That is your final score. Also tonight, it is Clifton Clyde over Maranatha, 58-6. And Washington County at Valley Falls tonight, it's the Dragons from Valley Falls winning this one by just 2, 28-26. Your final score there. 1A football in District number 2 tonight. We're going to start off with a recap from CARE 93.7 FM as it was the Chargers and the Cobras. Here's Tom Counts.
Tonight, there was a game that featured great defenses and opportunistic offenses as Jefferson County North was hosted by Jackson Heights. The Chargers win 8-7. In the opening half, in spite of JCN getting the ball down inside the 1-yard line, the Cobras drove downfield 99 yards. Capping the play was a 4-yard run by quarterback Jason Bosley. The PA tick by Bosley was good. It was a 7-0 halftime lead for Jackson Heights. JCN touched the ball one time in the third quarter for one play. It was a turnover. Then they got the ball back the next time in the fourth quarter. Drove downfield, and Grady Knoll went in from 3 yards out. The Chargers went for 2, and Caleb Worthington caught a 2-point pass from quarterback Blake Fowler. Chargers went up 8-7. Last drive down the field for Jackson Heights, an interception by JCN. The Chargers secure the win. Jeff North now 6-2 on the season, 5-1 of the district. Jackson Heights goes to 4-4 and 3-3. So again, from Jackson Heights High School, it was Jefferson County North 8, Jackson Heights 7. Tom Counts reporting, MSC Radio Sports.
All right, thank you very much, Tom. Other scores in from Class 1A and District number 2, Centralia and Waubunsee tonight. It is the Chargers from Waubunsee winning 45-40 over Centralia. Also tonight then in Class 1A, it's Troy over Horton, 46-21. And in a non-district game, Valley Heights tonight, they defeat Northern Heights, who plays in District 1, 46-0. Class 2A finals tonight, Silver Lake over Pleasant Ridge in District 3 by a final of 59-24. Oskaloosa, they get their first win of the season over McLeod, 25-8. Your final, it is St. Mary's tonight, topping ACCHS by a final score of 46-12. Also in Class 2A tonight, it's Mar Hill over Riverside, 24-21. And then Nemaha Central does defeat Republic County big tonight on the road, 47-0. The final score in that one. We'll move to Class 3A as we'll start with the Battle of the Birds. Hiawatha tonight was at Sabetha. With a recap from that Big 7 League showdown, here's Johnny Kane.
The final night of the 2021 high school football regular season came to a close at Sabetha earlier this evening, and it was the Blue Jays having a big second half going on to beat Hiawatha 42-3 in an absolute great performance in the second half for the Blue Jays. Hiawatha, though, got off to a good start, took the opening kickoff, went down and kicked a field goal, but from there could not find anything else offensively the rest of the night. Sabetha got a 47-yard rushing touchdown from Josh Herman, then had a 1-yard touchdown run by Thad Mendels to lead 14-3 at intermission. But Marcus Bauman, back-to-back touchdowns in the third quarter. He started things off with an 87-yard kick return for a score, followed it up with a 37-yard receiving touchdown to make it 28-3, and Sabetha rolled along from there as Marcus Bauman was our player of the game on FM 103.9 KNZA. Sabetha finished with 399 total yards of offense in the game. Josh Herman ran for 105 yards in that one touchdown. Matthew Garber, 2 of 5 passing, but both of those completions go for scores, 66 yards, one to Marcus Bauman and one to Tristan Whitworth. So Sabetha improves to 4-4 on the year. Hiawatha, they drop to 4-4. Hiawatha will be in action on the road at Hayden to begin the playoffs next week, while Sabetha will travel to Perry Lecompton. But again, final score from Sabetha High School tonight. It was a big performance in the second half by Sabetha. The Blue Jays take down Hiawatha by a final score of 42-3. Reporting for the MSD Sports Radio Network, I'm Johnny Kane.
All right, thank you very much, Johnny. Another game in that district tonight, it was Holton and Jeff West. Holton already wrapping up the district championship in district number 4, but still on their schedule were the Tigers of Jeff West. With a recap of that one from the Holton Channel, here's Justin Fluke.
The Holton Wildcats capped an undefeated regular season as district champs and unbeaten Big 7 League champs as they shut out Jeff West on senior night by a final score of 54-0. It was all Wildcats all night. Jeff West finished with just 122 yards of total offense. Here's one surprise. Holton had 4 passing touchdowns. Matt Lears to Jake Zeller for 3 of them, a 7-yarder, a 10-yarder, and a 1-yard touchdown pass. And Holton added a late touchdown pass as well as they played all JV and freshman in the second half. The Wildcats were up 40-0 at halftime. So not a lot of gaudy stats for anyone, but a lot of different guys getting involved as Holton totaled 452 yards of total offense, 374 of those on the ground, averaging more than 8 yards per carry. Jeff West struggled with turnovers as well. They had 3 interceptions and 1 fumble. As the Tigers with the loss are now 1-7 on the season, Holton with the win improving to 8-0. Also, 2 rushing touchdowns for Jakari Washington and a rushing touchdown each for Connor Collins and Jace Boswell as Holton rolls 54-0. Their final touchdown coming on a 60-yard TD pass from Eli Hallauer to Logan Peterson. Again, the final 54-0. Holton 8-0 advancing to the postseason as district and Big 7 champs. For the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Justin Fluke reporting.
All right, thank you very much, Justin. The other score from that district tonight saw Rock Creek roll over Royal Valley 51-7. In district number 5 tonight, it's Riley County. They survive at Marysville as it is the Falcons 25, the Bulldogs 13. Riley County District 5 champs, while Marysville again will be in 4th place, so they will have a road game in week 1 of the playoffs. Also tonight then, in Class 3A, in district number 3, it is Perry Lecompton. Also, they barely get by Santa Fe Trail tonight on the road, 27-21. So they will finish in 2nd and will host Sabetha in the first week of the playoffs. Well, we've reached our final break of the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, so let's take that. We'll come back. We'll name our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball recipient. Also, we'll take a look at this weekend's action for college football and also take a look at our scores one more time. That's up after the break on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
At the end of a long, hard week, it's not about what you have or even what you've accomplished. It's about who you have lifted up, supported, and made better. It's about what you've given back. Hi, this is Carly from BNP Propane in Holton. We at BNP Propane want to encourage you on Friday nights to enjoy a meal out at a local restaurant, shop at the locally owned businesses, cheer on the student athletes from the stands, or visit the front porch of a neighbor. Seek to share a little of yourself and touch the lives of others. In this world, we were never meant to do life alone behind a screen.
Free, free, free. Hi, this is Jake Spaulding with Giant Communications, and our free times three promo is back. When you sign up for a new Giant Communications internet service, you get free installation, the first month free, and free modem rental for the first year of service. Leave your old high-speed internet in the dust, because Giant Communications is the fastest internet service provider in the area, offering download speeds up to 300 megabits per second. Hurry, save big, because our free times three promo ends soon. If you live in Jackson or Jefferson County, contact Giant Communications or visit giantcom.net to learn more.
Grandpa sure does love deer season at Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton.
That's funny. I've never seen him out in a tree stand or with a gun, Colby.
Well, Hayden, I don't think he goes hunting, but deer season can sure bring more business to the body shop.
Oh, dear, Colby. But you're right. Deer are very active this time of year. We hope you avoid any deer or winter accidents.
But if you happen to hit a deer with your vehicle, of course, we want you to take it to Grandpa at Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton.
He's been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
This pandemic doesn't seem to be going away, and neither is Denison State Bank. We've been doing this for 120 years now, so we have the experience to get through tough times and the loyalty to offer to our customers and communities.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When I left the military, I was excited for a fresh start, but civilian life has been harder than I thought it would be. Figuring out a new career while also being a good mom, wife, and friend, some days I'm barely keeping my head above water. I finally realized that it's hurting my mental health. To get back to enjoying life again, I needed to get help. Discover how other women veterans like me have learned to thrive after military service by taking care of themselves and their mental health. Visit maketheconnection.net/womenveterans.
And one final time here in the regular season, Seth Tollefson here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. We will have one more scoreboard show in the first week of the postseason. We'll do that next week right here on Kansaland Radio. Of course, we'll have plenty of postseason football all the way through, any state championships we might need to cover for you. But the scoreboard show, just one more week left. We'll do that again coming up next week. Well, we're going to run down the scores here one final time here in the show. We just got one final in that we've still been looking for, and it is a Kansas City Atchison League score. And this one basically determining the league championship. Your champions are the Phoenix of Atchison tonight. 21-20 Atchison tonight. Knocks off KC Washington, a 5A school. So hand again Atchison the trophy as they win it tonight. 21-20. Over the Wildcats, and still looking for that Chanute Labette County. Not really going out on much of a limb here to think that Chanute wins that game, and Atchison will finish in third in the East District in Class 4A. So they are in good position again for the first round of the postseason, again in 4A. 3A finals tonight, District number 3, it's Perry LeCompton surviving the road test at Santa Fe Trail. The Cavs win this one 27-21 over Santa Fe Trail. In District number 4 tonight, some Big 7 League matchups as Hiawatha at Sabetha. The Blue Jays win big there, thanks in part to a 21-point third quarter. They win it 42-3 over the Red Hawks. Holton tonight, all over Jeff West, 54-0. They are the district champs in Class 3A and District 4 and Big 7 League champs as they finish the season undefeated at 8-0. Rock Creek Royal Valley, the other district game there, it's Rock Creek all over Royal Valley on the road, 51-7. One other 3A score tonight in District 5, Riley County wraps up a perfect 5-0 record in district play to finish as the top seed in District 5, while Marysville, despite the loss, they do finish in fourth place in that district, so Marysville will have a road test next week in Round 1. In Class 2A, Pleasant Ridge, they finish third in District number 3 as they lose at home tonight to Silver Lake. Silver Lake finishes second in District 3. The Eagles win it 59-24. Two teams tonight still looking for their first win of the season, both eliminated again from the playoffs, but Oskaloosa tonight, they would get the better of McLouth 25-8. So the home team wins there. They finish the year at 1-7. ACCHS tonight in District number 4 tonight at St. Mary's, and it was the Bears winning that one big, 46-12. So St. Mary's wrapping up the district championship in that one. ACCHS still in the playoffs, though, and they also finish off the year as the NEKL champions with an undefeated 4-0 mark there in the Northeast Kansas League. Mar Hill at Riverside tonight. This was a close one, but the Ravens win this one 24-21 over Riverside. And rounding out District number 4, it is Republic County hosting Nemaha Central. All Thunder, they win big, 47-0, the final there. So Nemaha Central, they will finish again in second place behind St. Mary's in District number 4. 1A football tonight. Again, all teams will advance. Again, some of the top seeds do get byes, though. And one of the teams that will get that bye will be Centralia, despite the loss tonight, as the Panthers lose at Waubunsee, 45-40, the final. So Centralia is district champions in District 2 in Class 1A. So they do have the first round bye. Other teams tonight in that district saw Horton tonight at Troy. The Trojans win this one, 46-21. A great game again at Jackson Heights, a defensive struggle that went to the visitors. Jefferson County North scoring late in the fourth quarter, and Jackson Heights turning the ball over on their last possession, and it is an 8-7 win for JCN over Jackson Heights. A non-district game tonight in Class 1A saw Valley Heights all over Northern Heights, 46-0. Eight-man football Division 1, it was an overtime loss for Donovan West as they played at Burlingame tonight, and they needed to win to get into the playoffs, and again, they come up just short. Two other things that needed to happen did, but winning their game, unfortunately, unable to pull that off tonight. They did take Burlingame all the way to overtime, but they lose it 36-28. Also in District 3 and Division 1 tonight, Clifton Clyde, they're your district champs. They finished the district playoff at 5-0, 6-1 overall. Clifton Clyde wins tonight over Maranatha by a final of 58-6. And Valley Falls tonight, they clinch as well. They defeat Washington County 28-26. Division 2 then, 8-man football. Some TVL scores here. The Axtell Eagles, hey, give them that perfect 8-0 record, would you? They win over Onega tonight 54-8. So undefeated district champs, also again undefeated Twin Valley League champs. They finished that season off with a 6-0 record as well. So the Eagles tonight, the top seed in the state in Division 2, win big. Frankfort at Lynn. Wildcats win this one 56-6 as Frankfort the runners-up in District number 3. Hanover into the postseason. They will finish third behind Frankfort as they win tonight 52-6. I should mention as well, Onega, despite losing to Axtell, they finish fourth in District number 3. One other team from District number 3 eliminated from the postseason playing a non-district game tonight was Blue Valley. They hosted Lakeside Downs. The final there, the Knights from Downs 56, Blue Valley 6, as the Rams finished the year at 2-6.
Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
Let's go!
At Luca Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha, one of our specialties is providing sports chiropractic and rehab to Northeast Kansas. Just as we strive for excellent patient results, we want to recognize excellent performances from our area athletes. Welcome to tonight's game ball presentation.
Well, we just got a couple of nominations here this evening, the first of which is Marcus Bauman for Sabetha, as Marcus was very key in the third quarter trounce of the Redhawks, as again the Blue Jays put up 21 points, thanks in big part to Marcus Bauman, as he got the scoring started quickly in the second half, as he had an 87-yard kickoff return for a touchdown, and he also had another TD reception for a touchdown in the third quarter. So he has been nominated in the Blue Jays win over Hiawatha. However, we're going to give it tonight to Isaac Detweiler for the Axtell Eagles, the Twin Valley League champs, the district champs again in Division 2, and he had 14 completions out of 17 passes, well over 200 yards. He had 4 touchdown passes. He also ran the ball 10 times for 73 yards and a score, so a combined 5 touchdowns, nearly 300 yards of total offense. Our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness game ball recipient here tonight, Isaac Detweiler from Axtell. Well, taking a quick preview at what's coming up tomorrow, K-State football, the Wildcats find themselves back at 500 after starting the season 3-0. They then went on to lose their first three games of Big 12 play. The Cats looking to find a win, their win number 4 of the season. They're going to have to travel to Lubbock to knock off the Red Raiders, who currently have a 2-2 league record, as, again, Red Raiders have wins over West Virginia and Kansas. Kickoff tomorrow, Jones AT&T Stadium in Lubbock, 11 a.m. tomorrow. Pregame coverage here on at Kansaland Radio. You can catch that tomorrow, again, starting at 9 a.m. Also, the Jayhawks, you would think that a 1-5 overall record, an 0-4 Big 12 record, and a loss this past Saturday by 27 points to a team that looks to finish in the bottom half of the league would be bad enough. But then you look at the schedule and you see your next opponent, undefeated number 3 Oklahoma. The Jayhawks have not gotten a win against the Sooners this century. That's right, this century, the last time the Jayhawks beat the Sooners, October 4th, 1997. I was a sophomore in high school, and all of the players playing in this game were not born yet. Maybe they're due. I mean, that's why you play the game. Who knows what could happen? The Jayhawks tomorrow. Kickoff in Lawrence, 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Benedictine, the Ravens, lost a tough one last week on the road at Central Methodist, 30-24. This week they look to rebound. Homecoming for the Ravens, as they are now 4-3 overall, 0-1 in conference play. The Vikings are 3-4, coming off two straight losses. Kickoff for BC tomorrow, 1 o'clock. You can catch it on CARE 93.7 FM. Highland Community College, the Scotties, also celebrating their homecoming festivities as they wrap up their home portion of their schedule tomorrow. They will host the Tritons of Iowa Central, so this is a non-league game for them. The Scotties were stopped twice inside the 5-yard line last week by Hutch, where they held their own despite falling 20-7. Literally the difference of the game, potentially, those two stops, again, deep in the red zone, as, again, kickoff for the Scotties tomorrow at Kessinger Field at Porter Family Stadium, 1 o'clock in Highland. And the Chiefs, it felt good to get a win last week versus the Washington football team, but the test gets a little tougher this week when the Chiefs head to Tennessee. They take on the Titans. We'll see if the Chief offense can overcome some potential injury issues. Still waiting on some news there. And also see if the defense is able to stop the power running attack of Mr. Derrick Henry. Big game on the AFC Sunday when the Chiefs and Titans meet up at noon. The pregame show for the Chiefs can be heard starting at 11 a.m. on 92.1 FM KMZA. Also want to remind you again, all of our scores tonight posted online at msdsports.net. Also keep refreshing that page as well. As soon as they get out the, again, brackets for all of our classes in Northeast Kansas for all of our high school football teams, that will be posted at msdsports.net. Johnny Kane, I'm sure, will be on that as soon as he can to make sure we get those online, so that way you can see where your team is playing in week number 1 of the postseason. I got to thank Kirk again one more time here tonight for finding all the scores and helping with the recaps and everything it is he does behind the scenes to help get the show on the air. So that's going to do it for the regular season. Again, we'll have a postseason Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show next week. So until then, have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Community National Bank Local High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, for all the final scores, area standings, schedules, and more, visit our website, mscsports.net. This Community National Bank Local High School Scoreboard Show has also been brought to you by B&P Propane and Knotty Pine Oil Company of Holton, Knights of Columbus Insurance, Kirby Schmelsley, by Blue Valley Technologies, the Denison State Banks in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka, Honeyman Ford in Seneca, by Ag Partners Cooperative, Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville, by Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness of Sabetha, Giant Communications, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, by Edward Jones with offices in Hiawatha, Sabetha, and Holton, by S&S Automotive in Seneca, and Commercial Tire Solutions.